Well, after I got out of the cable car, I found myself looking down on the city, of course. But I had run into a couple of people who could speak English. I didn't know where they were from. I was convinced they were both French. It turned out that only one of them, the woman, was French. But one thing led to another, and on top of the mountain, I ran into them again. And we had a little conversation. And the man is called Karel Vreeburg. Now, that's V-R-E-E-B-U-R-G. He's Dutch. And he's a sculptor, it turned out. Well, he was looking at a piece of sculpture here, and I'll put the photograph of us in the with this audio. But they live down in a small village called Saint-Angier. That's somewhere down Bergerac? Bergerac? Anyway, it's where you get a lot of wine down the south of France. And he showed me some of his work. He works in Blackstone. Now, I've never heard of Blackstone before. I don't know very much about stone, except that the stone that you find in the Burren in the west of Ireland is remarkable and special, and there's a stone called Liscannor Stone. But Blackstone, I don't know, and I will actually look up about it. But this man might be very well known. He has a shop, which is called shapesway.com/shops/Karel, K-A-R-E-L, sculptor. Fascinating. It was, for me, up here where there's a breath of fresh air every turn, they were a breath of fresh air because I have a smattering of French, don't have any Dutch at all, but I have absolutely no Basque and absolutely no Spanish. My Spanish is Google Translate, and that's doing me fine. But right up here on top are plane trees and a blue sky. And the photograph that I took of the three of us was taken under a sculpture which from a distance looks like a fingerprint. So here we are, or here I am, very excited to be looking down from above on the city which I have enjoyed so much over the last few days. Well, joyful return to the studio.